Here are the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from the Bill Battle Coliseum on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Center College Head Women's Basketball Coach Wendy Austin Robinson. The Colonels picking up the SCAC Championship today with a 60-48 win over the Millsaps Majors. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks, Russell. Our kids played so hard. I'm so happy for them. It's just been a great day.
An exciting day for the Colonels, as you mentioned, Coach. Just first of all, your opening comments on how the game played out this afternoon for your team.
Well, kudos to Millsaps. They were great. They junked us a lot and made us think about what we were doing and slowed us down. But just really proud of our kids for making adjustments to the defensive challenges of Millsaps and just got great play from we went 10 deep, and I think everybody did a great job contributing. And people that came in and played big minutes for us were not people that were expected to play those big minutes.
So. Coach, you said 10 deep. You've talked all weekend long about your depth and how that's been the key. You knew that there was a chance you'd have three games in 3 days, and that played its way out. One of the things I thought was key was you got some big minutes out of your second five, that last 3, 4, 5 minutes in that first half. You sort of built an 8-point lead going into the second half. And as I talked with Maggie, you knew Millsaps wasn't going away. They were going to make their run. How big was that last 4 or 5 minutes from that second five of your team to really give you guys a boost of energy heading into the halftime?
It was huge. Jenna Meyer, our backup point guard, came in and played 9 straight minutes, did a great job for us, sustained us, actually built the lead. It actually let us sit back and run some of our man stuff because they went straight man on us, and it let Maggie rest for 9 minutes. She only played 11 minutes in the first half. And I told Jenna in the locker room afterwards, I said, if she does not play that well, if she's not capable of playing 9 minutes, then we probably don't win the game because Maggie got to rest and we got new life, and it was just it was great to go into halftime, and then hopefully Maggie was on fresh legs and we could finish it.
Coach, we seem to talk a lot about offense with this team coming in this weekend, but defensively, you guys have been outstanding all 3 days. Today's game, you out-rebounded the Majors by 2 rebounds. They had been hitting the glass extremely well in their previous 2 games. Last night, they scored 42 points in the paint. Tonight, you hold them to 28. I noticed you played a lot of zone. Talk about what you guys did defensively that really slowed the Majors down and never really able to find a rhythm all afternoon.
Again, switching defenses, our kids have really bought into that, and they're mentally engaged in what we're doing. They're really smart. They have high basketball IQ, so you can switch often and not let a team get in offensive rhythm, which is tough when you're calling a game and you don't know what the team's going to come down and what defense they're going to be in. Millsaps did that to us a little bit, too. Millsaps is great. They started out really whipping us on the boards, and our kids made the adjustment to weak side rebound out of the zone and just, again, found a way to do it. Like they talked about all year, they found a way to get it done.
Coach, you went to the free throw line today 17 times. The Majors went just 6. That was a huge difference in this game. How were you guys able to be aggressive and get yourself to the line and have those free, easy baskets to put points on the board?
When we played them a week ago at home, we got quite a few free throw attempts, too. We just knew we had to get in the paint and draw the contact and get to the free throw line. So really proud of our kids for doing that. Sometimes we shy away from the contact, but we knew we had to be physical and tough today and get there if we had a chance at winning.
I spoke with Maggie earlier, and we've talked about it all year, but these eight seniors has sort of been sort of this mantra of this team throughout the entire season. This core group was in this exact same position 2 years ago and came up short against a really good DePaul team. You guys have now just worked so hard over the last 2-3 years to get back to this position. What does it mean, not only for this class of seniors, but for this basketball program to work your way all the way back here and today walk away with a victory?
It's a tribute to their work ethic and their competitiveness. And from the beginning, Tom and I sit down and say, what do you all want to do? And all they said was, we want a ring. And they weren't happy they got knocked out first round last year. 2 years ago, we were in the championship game. And they were seniors on a mission, and they just did a great job. They've bought into their role. Some of our seniors don't even play, but they're huge on the bench for us. And when it came down to it today at the end, we put it in Maggie's hands and let the player of the year take over and take the game the way she was supposed to.
All right, Coach, now 24-3 on the season. Obviously, no matter what happened today, you'd like to think you had a good chance to get the NCAA tournament, but today with the win, you can ride back on the bus home with no worries. You know you're going to the NCAA tournament as the automatic qualifying bid and representative of the SCAC. When I've talked to coaches, I think one of the most exciting things for them when they make the NCAA tournament is they get to keep practicing with your team. You don't get to leave. Every year the group changes, but this group you get to stick with for at least another week. You get to go to practice with them next week. What is that like as a head coach now knowing that you get another week plus with this group and how special it's been for this entire season?
When you have a special group like we do and the seniors and they're just an awesome group. They have a lot of fun, and they've been it hasn't been an easy year. We've had to really earn our way and, again, fight for the wins that we've got. You just never want it to end. So for us to buy another week, it's awesome. So hopefully we can keep playing a little bit. So.
Coach, you've been a part of some special teams as a player. This is your first as a SCAC championship as a coach. Take me through your emotions as you watched the clock wind down and you knew you were going to be the SCAC champions, and then, you know, climbing the ladder and having a chance to cut the nets down.
Well, some of our kids had never cut a net, so, you know, and we have a conference championship board in our gym, and they wanted to put that number up there so bad, so because there's 94 my senior year and then 01, and so it's nice to have 2012 now, and I'm just so happy for our kids because they buy into everything we do. They never question what we do. They never make excuses when they're sick or tired or hurt. They just go to work and have a lot of fun and believe in us, and I'll be real honest with you, this one's really special for me because this is the last time we'll play in the SCAC, and we get to leave the SCAC as champions. I love the SCAC, the conference I played in as a player, and so it's a little bittersweet that we're leaving, but what a way to leave it. So,
Coach, what'd you tell your girls in the locker room after the game?
Just really proud of them, but let's keep going. They wanted this so bad, and I'll be honest with you, before the game, we just kind of had a quiet calm to us, and it was just time to go to work, And Maggie is right. Our motto all year has been to find a way, and they just found a way at the end to do it. And they were very determined. And so when you have a very determined group like that, they're hard to stop.
Finally, Coach, we won't know until tomorrow where you're headed in this NCAA tournament. But in order for you to represent the SCAC in the way that you want to and try and make a run in this NCAA national tournament, what does this Colonels team need to continue to do well in order to show well at the NCAAs?
Well, we just got to get back to work and practice, get our legs back under us, get a good day, you know, at least a day off and rest, and just get back to preparing the way we prepared for this week, hard work and practice, and get the prep work done so we can, when it's time to tip it up, we're ready to go.
Center College head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. Again, the Colonels found a way to win today 60-48 over Millsaps Majors to win the SCAC Women's Basketball Championships. Coach, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward to the NCAAs.
Thank you, Russell.